Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. Well, Apple's stock is flat right now, but it has been a tech outperformer amid the recent market volatility, even while dealing with supply shortages weighing on demand. The tech titan nearing a $3 trillion, yeah, that's right, $3 trillion valuation. Here with context is Yahoo Finance's Dan Howley.
That's right. We're looking at Apple closing in on the $3 trillion mark. And really what it needs to do is hit a share price of $182.85. That's the point we will actually see the company cross the $3 trillion mark. Obviously, part of this has to do with the strong performance of its iPhone 13 line, as well as more than anything, its iPhone 12 line. If you look at the past few quarters, the company has seen its net sales increase by 21%, 45%, 36%, and 29% year over year. That is based on the iPhone 12, as well as for a small portion of its last quarter, Q4, the iPhone 13. Now, there's discussions about the iPhone 13 demand outstripping supply. Apple had to cut around 10 million units from production. It originally wanted to run 90 million units, but had to cut that 10 million units as a result of the chip shortage. It also was cutting production of iPads to save those chips from the iPads and use them for the iPhone. But really, I think what this speaks to is kind of the look forward of what Apple may have up its sleeve. Now, there's been a lot of talk about how the company could have an AR or VR headset in 2022, really giving Apple the ability to work its way into the metaverse. It also could prove to be the company that really sets AR and VR on the path to mainstream consumers. Right now, we have some headsets, the Oculus Quest, shipped around 4 million of those from Meta, Facebook's parent company. But really, you know, if you talk to people, I'm sure many of us don't have headsets. People that I know use them for fleeting moments and then put them back. Apple could be the one that kind of changes that narrative. And then obviously the discussion 5-7 years down the line that we may have an Apple car, and that could really help spur further growth for the company, pushing it away from not just personal consumer electronics, but really into a whole nother category of being automotive and self-driving. So I think a lot of that is what's feeding this thought that Apple should be at $3 trillion, and it really is on its way there.
Incredible. And from one tech behemoth to another, Amazon today, not good news here, being fined over $1 billion in an Italian antitrust case. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. They were fined $1.28 billion. And that has to do with the fact that it's Amazon Fulfillment Services, according to Italian authorities.
I may have frozen.
Still be good. Yeah, I think the issue here is the Italian antitrust authorities pointing to the fact that Amazon Fulfillment is part of the requirement to be a member of Prime Sales or to be featured in Amazon Prime. And so according to Italian authorities, that disadvantages some of the other delivery companies that compete with Fulfillment by Amazon, because customers on Amazon or sellers on Amazon would rather go and get the Prime label. That gives them better placement on the site. It also allows them to participate in things like Black Friday and Cyber Monday. They get those fresh boxes at the top of the screen that a lot of consumers see. And so they're naturally going to flock to that rather than other seller shippers. So that's part of the problem and why the Italian court or Italian authority has really fined them that $1.18 billion. So we'll have to see where that goes. Obviously, Amazon facing additional antitrust issues here in the U.S. The Washington, D.C. Attorney General has filed against them, as well as the European Union and the European Commission. And obviously, there's larger investigations going on into whether or not Amazon violated any other antitrust laws here in the U.S. So this $1.28 billion, I should say, fine, just could be one of the many others that are coming for Amazon.
Okay. Well, on a day when tech is down, Apple holding on to slight gains. Thank you, Dan Howley, for that report.